This is Daily News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday the phase of intense fighting against U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas in the Gaza Strip was coming to an end, but the war would not end until the Islamist group no longer controls the Palestinian enclave.
First of all, that's supposed to be.
But once the intense fighting is over, Gaza, Netanyahu said in an interview with Israel's Channel 14, Israel will be able to deploy more forces along the northern border with Lebanon, where fighting with Iran-backed Hezbollah has escalated. Many Israeli towns near the border with Lebanon have been evacuated during the fighting. Netanyahu also reiterated his rejection to the idea the West Bank-based Palestinian Authority run Gaza in place of Hamas. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports on tensions between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon.
Thousands of fighters in the Middle East have offered to join Hezbollah in Lebanon in its fight against Israel, according to officials. Fighters from Iran-backed groups have said they're ready to join Hezbollah's fight against Israel if the conflict erupts into a full-blown war. Whilst almost daily exchanges of fire have been taking place since October last year, the situation has worsened this month. An Israeli airstrike killed a senior Hezbollah military commander in southern Lebanon. Hezbollah retaliated by firing hundreds of rockets and explosive drones into northern Israel. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israel, the top U.S. military officer, says that an Israeli military offensive in Lebanon will risk an Iranian response in defense of Hezbollah, triggering a broader war that could put U.S. forces in danger. The Air Force General C.Q. Brown, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says Iran would be more inclined to support Hezbollah. He says Tehran supports Hamas, but gives greater